I had to leave school early on a Tuesday because my father had fallen down and died of a heart attack while I was in class. Saturday, I get the email saying that Everest is closing. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
And the more than 200 credits Valerie Hacker earned in school vanished in the spring after Corinthian Colleges abruptly announced it would close all remaining Everest Institute campuses. Like the tens of thousands of other students, Hacker had no time to prepare.
My whole life has changed. I had to move out of my apartment, move in with my mother because my mother's elderly, and take care of her now. I mean, I've had it.
The 53-year-old was just a few weeks shy of graduation, and over the course of 2 years had racked up more than $30,000 in loan money to pay for a course that would allow her to work from home. In a statement on its website, Everest College's CEO says the closure was, quote, forced, and insists the schools did a, quote, good job for the students they served, end quote.
Reinstate those grants.
So what I'm thinking is...
On Thursday nights, Hacker meets with others who also attended the Everest campus in Rochester, New York. They're supporting each other through a tug of war with the federal government to get their student loans forgiven. And for the many students with mouths to feed, a zero balance would mean everything.
I came in this country in the beginning, so I thought that was my opportunity for me, to do something, career.
Emmanuel Hernandez gently rocks his 8-month-old son, Moses, back and forth in his car seat. He's out $15,000 on the medical assistant program.
I have my job at the factory. Just stay there for now.
The students call themselves the Forgotten Few. Countless attempts to transfer to comparable programs at schools like Bryant and Stratton and Monroe Community College have failed. Those schools are barely accepting the credits earned at Everest, and in most cases, transferring would add extra years to their studies. Maggie Robb is a staff attorney at the Empire Justice Center. She's helping some students fill out closed discharge applications to try and wipe away the loans.
We've asked the Department of Education, we've asked the loan servicers, what is a comparable program? Because we want to fill out accurate loan discharge applications. We want to advise our clients appropriately. If they don't qualify, we would like to tell them right away.
As response letters begin to roll in, some approved and some not, Valerie Hacker breathes a sigh of relief when she gets the good news. $30,000 forgiven. But at her age, what's next?
I've been working all these dead-end jobs just about my whole career, and, you know, I have nothing to show for it. Except, you know, my dignity and my pride.
Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.